Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So as you've seen by now, and we're coming into mid-June, or a little bit past now mid-June, we have a few different schools of thoughts on the vaccine. We have people that are pro-vaccine, think that the vaccine is doing a fantastic job preventing COVID morbidity and mortality. I'm a fan of the vaccine, and I feel like I'm in that group. Then you have ones that are a little hesitant, going, I think I'm going to wait. Let me just wait. Maybe we'll wait for the booster. I don't know if I'm buying it yet. Then you have another group that's, I don't even want it. Don't even give it to me. I'm not even going there. I'm going to take my chances. Now, I feel I'm just as much risk of getting a side effect to the vaccine as I'm getting COVID. You have that group that thinks that. And then you have the group that believes they're pro-vaccine, but they've actually taken it a new step where some experts are considering them to be vaccine fanaticists, where I don't care if there's side effects. COVID's going to kill us. Get the vaccine. Let's vaccinate all kids. Let's make it all mandatory. And a John Hopkins medical expert, and I think he's one of many, is kind of trying to tell everybody to pump the brakes a little bit and don't go from being pro-vaccine to vaccine fanaticism. Now, I didn't use the word fanaticism. I'm sure a lot of us were thinking it, because unfortunately, when the pendulum swings, people just aren't pretty moderate. They have to go one way or the other. But I've been very concerned this whole time about our approach to public health efforts and campaigns if we get too fanatic on one aspect, and we shoot ourselves in the foot. So this one particular quote here is from Dr. Martin McCary, a public health expert at Johns Hopkins University. And he says that we need to think twice before recommending universal COVID-19 vaccination to healthy kids. He says there's no compelling case for it right now. This isn't something he wrote in MedPage. And he said in an interview, he said that concerns might be allayed with a more thorough examination of safety data. He said, but no one is thinking like this. He says, we've converted now from being pro-vaccine to vaccine fanaticism. And so, you know, I like to look at the big picture. I want us to fight COVID just as much as anybody else. I want us to protect our residents. I want us to protect our children. But the more fanatic we get on something, the more we actually cause suspicion and conspiracy theories. You know, we spoke about the CDC meeting on the cases of myocarditis. I think about 470 were reported, but close to 300 ended up in the hospital. And so the CDC was supposed to meet today. Because of observance of Juneteenth, they've put it off until next week. And many people are like, well, they shouldn't be doing this because it worries people and parents won't want their kids to get the vaccine. And you see, that attitude right there is, I think, what puts people off and doesn't trust and conveys a sense of lack of transparency. So the CDC is not only going to look at the COVID vaccine, but they're also going to look at all vaccines, from what I understand. And not only the mRNA vaccines, but flu vaccines, etc. Just to, again, reevaluate, make sure they're still giving proper advice. So when I see online doctors saying, we got to find these people, we got to hunt them down, we need to call them, we need to at all costs, and I see this frenzy, and I get one of the reasons why we're here today in America, not having the death rates that we're seeing in other countries, even though we're still concerned about the variants, is because we really had a robust vaccination rollout. And I am very impressed with how both administrations got enough vaccines and got the vaccines started and rolled out and then administered. And so all health departments, all medical facilities, everybody on deck, kudos to that. Bravo. But that doesn't mean we have to be fanatics. I'm hearing people now kind of backpedal, but not even backpedal, double down on, you see how we had to lock down, you see. The fanaticism has to be rolled back, because unfortunately we scared a lot of people. And when you see people in this frenzy for the COVID vaccine, and those who are hesitant are feeling discriminated against. I don't know if you heard, I think Bruce Springsteen, one of his concerts is going to deny people. I have to look this up before I report on it. But allegedly, if you got an AstraZeneca vaccine, you can't go to his concert. It has to be one of the American approved vaccines. All right. We're starting to get fanatic, and we need to be very, very careful with our approach. Now, I'm not saying we go, you know, we get very, very lackadaisical and at all we go anti-vaccine. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is you could be pro-vaccine without being a fanatic. Right? If somebody's getting a vaccine in their foreign country and they're here in the United States and they want to see a concert, right? I mean, they've gotten a vaccine. Don't scare people into thinking, well, wait a second, there might be a time where if you only got the Pfizer versus the Moderna, you'll have liberties, but the Moderna recipients won't. What are we doing here? And we've seen this fanaticism, and when you hear medical experts, even from John Hopkins has been one of the leaders in terms of, you know, promoting COVID education and safety, and been kind of our go-to for a lot of the numbers. If even they're saying we might need to slow down on the fanaticism, I agree. And I would love kids vaccinated if the vaccine proves safe. Do we have to rush? Well, there's debate on that. Because we rushed and we moved quickly, we currently aren't having the disasters that we're seeing in other countries. So we get credit for moving quickly. But is fanaticism possibly hurting as much as people think it's helping? It could be, because the more fanatic we get, the more hesitant people start to go the way of, you know what, I think I'm going to skip the vaccine altogether. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, go away.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it's Father's Day coming up. Yay! Happy Father's Day to all the daddies out there. And we do it wrong every year, every single year. We get Father's Day wrong. And every year on this show, I tell you guys how to do it. So those who listen, they're like, okay, all right, we're going to do Father's Day right this year. But for those who don't, they're clueless. And I just hear all my friends and how they talk and what they're doing for Father's Day. Oh, yeah, my parents are going to come over and we're going to do this. And hubby's going to grill and we're going to do a big barbecue. And, you know, oh, it's going to be hot, but it'll be fun. And then we'll have all the kids over jumping in the pool. Right, I'm not a dad. I'm a mom. But I'm just myself thinking, right, if the in-laws are coming, if I got to clean the backyard, if I have to barbecue, it's hot. It is going to be hot this weekend. And I'm going to have now a bunch of kids in the pool jumping around, and I have to worry about somebody hitting their head or whatever. I'd be like, okay, that is not a Father's Day that I would want. Okay, if I was a dude, I'd want my man cave. I'd want to be able to be in my underwear all day. I'd want to go potty without anybody bugging me. I'd want to maybe take a couple naps, maybe even left alone. And we always make the same mistake. We're going to have a big, huge celebration with all the family over, okay? You obviously don't get dads, do you? So, Father's Day, it started with, is it Sonora Smart Dodd? She, back in 1910, wanted to honor her veteran father. And so she wanted to do that because mothers were honored. So she's like, why aren't we doing this for daddies too? So she gets credit for the origins of Father's Day, and then President Nixon gets credit for actually making it an official holiday. So we now officially have Father's Day as, well, since 1972, we've had Father's Day as an official holiday, which worked for me because then, you know, I could celebrate it with my daddy. But I think we really need to kind of stop and first ask dad what is it that he wants. Now, dads are too nice. All right? You know, if you're his partner and you're like, I'm going to invite, you know, my family over for Father's Day, they're not going to say no. All right? So let me just tell you right now, don't be doing that. Now, I understand that there's a lot of people that feel conflicted. Okay, if your partner has a father and they want to celebrate Father's Day for them and it's your Father's Day too, what do you do? So let me tell you some do's and don'ts, all right? So first, don't, no barbecue. Right. June 20th is hot. It comes June 20th this year. It's going to be hot. It's going to be muggy. Maybe some of you live in Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, but for the rest of us, it's going to be just too dang hot. So no barbecue. Don't be getting him barbecue tools. Don't be getting him a lawnmower. Don't be getting him things that remind him that he has to be outside in the heat and he has to work. So absolutely big no-no's. I'd say go out to eat. Find his favorite restaurant and take him out to eat. And if you have a father yourself that you want to please, why don't you split it up? Do brunch for grandpa and dinner for dad. You know, Father's Day for dudes, okay? It's the big catch to it is that day off. So you don't want them to work. You don't want them to feel like they'd rather be at work. And I'm not saying this to rip on any in-laws or whatever, but it's really stressful to have people over that aren't your buddies. And that's another option. Let dads do a dude day. Let dads do whatever they want to do with other dads. They want to go, you know, to the gun range, if they want to go camping, maybe let them have a Father's Day weekend. The kids could celebrate Daddy's Day anytime. But this is their one day of year. Let them be a dad, let them be a dude or whatever they want to be, and let them do it alone if that's what they want. In-laws are nice, but, you know, maybe split it up a little bit so they still get their alone time. Again, be careful with the gifts. Buying dad a lawnmower just means that now he's committed to having to do the lawn. Same thing with, you know, buying him tools. That just reminds him that you're going to nag him to do, right, projects around the house. Yes, tools are nice because it makes, you know, they smile when they have a good tool. They're happy when they have a really good wrench and screwdriver, but that doesn't mean that's what they're really longing for on Father's Day. Same thing with cologne. You know, kids will buy dad a gift, and moms will take them, and the kids will buy some sort of perfumey men's obsession. I, as a woman, I love the smell of Men's Obsession. I love it when men wear Men's Obsession. It smells really, really good. In fact, sometimes I put it on myself. I just love the smell of cologne. That I'll sometimes use that as my perfume because I just love the smell. I'll just sit there and smell all day. It's like, hey. But dudes don't want to be all perfumed, okay? Dudes like to smell like dudes. And I'm not saying they like stink and sweat smell, but the only reason why they're cologning up, it's for the people around them because they're asking for it. So why the heck would you get him cologne when you could be spending that money on a gift he really wants? It just makes no sense. Another thing everybody makes a really big mistake about doing is buying dad a tie. Okay? Now, I'm not a dude, but I don't like things around my neck. Once in a while I might wear a choker, but I really like my neck free. you're buying dad a tie and a shirt for work. One, you're reminding him of work. Two, you're reminding him that he has to, he can't just let loose and, you know, hang around in his underwear. He's got to be all prim and proper with the shirt and tie. Don't be buying that. He could buy his own ties. And then if you buy a really bad tie, he feels compelled to wear it to work and everybody makes fun of him. So you're actually really ruining it for him. Sometimes people will be like, okay, well, if daddy likes underwear and he's always in his underwear, let's get him some funny underwear. No, I tried that for my husband. I think I got him some Homer Simpson underwear or some South Park underwear. He never wore it. He likes underwear. He likes South Park. He just didn't want Eric Cartman, right, on his butt. So funny underwear doesn't work. Some of you will get grooming things like nose hair clippers. What's wrong with you? Okay, guys don't want to clip the nose hairs. So what should you do? Well, like I said, one, ask him, and maybe today's a good day. Say, look, why don't you and your buddies take the weekend? Just do whatever you want. Go wherever you want. Even if it's a strip club, this is your day. Right? Your dad, your dude, you're a great dad. You're one of the best dads. Right? Spend the day. At night, the kids and I will have a great dinner for you, or we'll go out for dinner. But you, this is your day. Do whatever you want on your day. It's really that simple. Okay, give dads what they want. And they won't say, I want to be left alone. So you have to suggest it. Go, look, we are going to let you do your thing. If you want to burp, if you want to fart, if you want to not take a shower, if you don't want to shave, if you want to leave the seat up, I'm not going to nag you. If I told my husband I'm going to give him 24 hours of nag free, he will think he's like the luckiest man alive. I'll kill all my own spiders. I'll put the seat down myself. I'll do the dishes. I'll take out the garbage myself. I think my husband would really, really like that. Give him a gift card. I mean, we never get dad's gifts right. Because usually dads might like, you know, porn or something. I don't know. And you can't buy that for them. So give him a gift card. Let him use that gift card to buy whatever the heck he wants. My husband, too. You know, he's done with me buying him gifts that he ends up not liking and using. I think I know my husband after 20-some years. No. No, he just give him a gift card. It's totally fine. And then, you know, dads want to know they're loved. Very interesting. I don't know if you guys realize this, but dads have felt neglected since you got pregnant. So, people fall in love, right? They fall in love. And, you know, my husband is the greatest thing on earth. And I make him feel that way, and I cook him meals, and I whatever. Then all of a sudden you get pregnant, and now you're bonding with somebody, and you're starting to love something more than your husband. And you might love your spouse or your partner, right, till the day is long, but you will never have the love for them that you do for your child. So the child comes. And what does the average mom do? It's all about the kid. And they're very distracted. And hubby starts to feel neglected. I've had guy friends tell me, see, most of my friends are guys, and they're like, yeah, you know, I wasn't jealous of the kid, but it really stunk because there goes my wife. We had a 1 or 2 year honeymoon or newlywed period, and then it's all about the kids. So, or they're tired, or they're this, and then sex changes, and it just starts to kind of be a snowball effect. And so, for those of you that have a daddy in the family, make daddy feel like he is king. And it's I think, going to go a long way. 1-877-DOC-TALLY, don't go away.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden's goal of having 70% of adults with at least one coronavirus vaccine dose by July 4th is on pace to fall short. Health officials are now concerned that the new Delta variant is becoming more prevalent. It's much more contagious and more severe. The president was asked if it could lead to more lockdowns.
So many people have already been vaccinated, but with the Delta variant, it can cause more people to die in areas where people have not been vaccinated.
Hospitalization numbers are increasing in some states, including Missouri. Steve Edwards is the CEO of Cox Health there.
Any place with vaccine rates probably below 70 or 80% are going to see this variant take over.
He said there's a spike in COVID-19 admissions. The state is one of five whose seven-day case average climbed 37% over the past 2 weeks. This is USA Radio News. Tropical Storm Claudette is pounding parts of the Gulf Coast with heavy rain and strong winds. After pushing towards the central Gulf Coast on Friday evening, Claudette then formed inland over southeastern Louisiana overnight. The storm is packing sustained winds of 45 miles per hour. Officials along the Gulf Coast have issued tropical storm warnings. Police in Phoenix say one person has died and three others were shot. Also, nine others were injured after a series of shootings that took place over 90 minutes in three different cities.
We don't know what the motive was. We don't have an idea of what this person was thinking when he went on and did this. Obviously, we want to figure that out because there's a lot of scared people and a lot of people who this affected.
Peoria Police Sergeant Brendan Shepard says they now have a suspect in custody. Peoria Surprise and Glendale Police are all investigating the shootings in their city, along with the Arizona Department of Public Safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this was interesting. If you're a fan of Bruce Springsteen and you're going to go to his Broadway show, you won't be able to if you were vaccinated with the AstraZeneca vaccine. Fully vaccinated fans are allowed to purchase tickets for the show. Apparently he has a show called Springsteen on Broadway. It's going to come back for a second run. And the tickets, I guess, they're going to run from next week to early September. And apparently, it has been revealed in the new statement that the vaccine received needs to be on the FDA-approved list in the United States. Since AstraZeneca has not been FDA-approved, even though it was given to millions of people overseas, if you're in the States at the time and that's your only vaccine, no. Now, this causes a little bit of a conundrum. Not that the average person wants to go to a Bruce Springsteen concert. I liked Bruce Springsteen, you know, growing up, you know, born in the USA, although that song wasn't my favorite. I really like the Hungry Heart one. Everybody's got a hungry heart, or whatever. Anyway, the Hungry Heart song I liked. I mean, yeah, he's a fantastic musician, but the problem we now have is this sort of hierarchy in terms of the vaccines and the bias towards which vaccine. And I understand. I understand what happened here. The FDA has approved certain vaccines, and the U.S. will consider you vaccinated if you used their FDA-approved vaccines and followed their guidance. Coming from another country with a different vaccine doesn't necessarily get the same sort of distinction, but what do you do? We have a lot of people overseas that live in the United States, and AstraZeneca was given out in Europe, it is still given out in Europe. And so, I don't know if you've been to New York lately, but when I go to New York, I hear more people with British accents than New York accents. There's a lot of people from Great Britain that lives in New York. Maybe they work, go back and forth, I don't know, commute. But we have a lot of Europeans in America. And if they don't have the Pfizer or Moderna shot in their system, or Johnson & Johnson, what does that mean? And another issue we have is if we are already starting to bias towards people that had that vaccine, then what happens when the FDA does approve it? Are people going to be as enthusiastic about that vaccine? So if the FDA approval arrives before September, fans will be able to purchase tickets and be admitted entering to the Broadway shows. I really think this is becoming asinine. This is ridiculous. Recently, Springsteen confirmed that he has a new record coming out soon. A new album would be their first release since the 2020's Letter to You. And then I guess he had an album in 2019, Western Stars. And so, you know, Bruce Springsteen fans are pretty excited about this. I mean, for me, I'm fine. I'll pass. I'll, you know, I don't need to. I mean, I have the Pfizer vaccine, but we really need to kind of stop and look at what we're doing and why we're doing it. I believe that we have bigger and worse things coming our way. I don't mean to be an alarmist, but I think we're going to have a really nasty flu. I think we might have Ebola. I think we're going to have some bigger fish to fry even than COVID, even though COVID was one heck of a big fish. And I think we have beaten Americans down so much with this COVID that the next time around, they're going to be numb. Now, the reason why all this control could happen from the government standpoints and businesses standpoints is because there was a lot of fear. And it was scary to know somebody who was completely healthy die within hours of COVID. That is some scary stuff. And COVID's real. And I think, you know, even the original, you know, people that thought, nah, this is just to get, you know, Trump kicked out of office. I think most of us know somebody who died of COVID. So it's serious stuff. It's frightening. We're, you know, but when we took it to the level of not allowing you to work, forcing you to put something over your nose and mouth during allergy season when you're already having trouble breathing, not allowing you to fly and see your sick mother, not allowing you to see a sick grandparent in a nursing home. People have a lot of explaining to do. And you would think America would start lighting up a little bit and said, okay, you know what we're going to do? Okay, you know, we were scared. We didn't know much about it. All right, open up. Right, give people their liberties back. And guys, these are the symptoms. Avoid it if you want to avoid it. We're not going to force you to avoid it, but avoid COVID if you think you're vulnerable. And if you feel sick or whatever, seek medical help. And we try to knock this out early. Instead, it's these threats of, well, we might have to lock down again, or we might have to restrict again. You know, you see these big governor press conferences right, taking off their masks and opening the country up and hearing people cheer. And, you know, you hear the Biden administration take all this credit for all these jobs that have been created. You can't lock everybody down. The Biden administration didn't lock us down, but you can't have everybody locked down. Then they get to finally open up, and then everybody takes credit for the cheering. You know, you really have a growing population saying, uh-uh, we're not going to let this happen again. And I worry about, you know, what we did with COVID, because I think there's even bigger, badder bugs that could come our way. And people will ask, well, then, so you wouldn't lock us down? I would not have locked down every business out there. I might have slowed down on concerts, maybe even, you know, some sports events, but it was up to us as individuals. If we didn't want to, you know, be around others and get sick, then that's up to us. Now, the truth of the matter is before the lockdowns happened, many companies would have probably shut down. When, in my neck of the woods, we closed our businesses down before it was mandated. We were only going to do it for a few weeks until our staff felt comfortable coming back to work. But when schools closed and the kids went home and then our staff had to be with their kids, well, if you don't have staff coming in, all right, we'll close down for a little bit. But it would have been our choice. And then we would have collectively opened back up. Instead, governors said, if you even try to open up, you could be in trouble. I heard of a dentist who wanted to go into his office and at least do some paperwork. And he was told by his state board that he could be fined just for walking into his office. I mean, it was at the point where people were going to go after you if you at all tried to help somebody or service somebody. That took it beyond a level that we should have never been. So, you know, this thing with the Bruce Springsteen thing, I know it's made headlines because it's an easy, you know, thing to talk about and debate. You know, somebody got an AstraZeneca shot so they can't go to the Bruce Springsteen concert. This just unfortunately is one to the many jabs that people are getting with this COVID crisis, making them very repulsed if at all suggestions get made for future health issues. We talked about this when we opened the show, of vaccine fanaticism. That's a sign of fanaticism. I understand the U.S. has not approved AstraZeneca, but the FDA approval on AstraZeneca is also regarding its safety for the person. It isn't always just about the efficacy. So if there's been studies out there saying it's efficacious, I mean, really? Do we really have to limit them in America? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 702- 562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, sadly, violence, crime, murders have been skyrocketing throughout the United States. Chicago has sadly seen shootings happen daily, has brought Mayor Lightfoot to the point where she is almost begging for help. She says, we must acknowledge this for what it is, a tragedy that has ripped apart families and inflicted intense trauma on several individuals following a Tuesday mass shooting. And she says, it tells us all we still have very much work to do. She says, what we will likely learn as the details become clear is that illegal guns continue to plague us. Gun violence continues to have a deep and painful history in our city. Unfortunately, Chicago is not unique. We are part of the club of cities for which no one wants to be along, cities with mass shootings. She says, this is a national problem. Cities, individual, cannot tackle this problem. She says, we just cannot. In Chicago, we've done almost everything possible, and we need help from the federal government. She said, when guns are so porous that they can come across our borders, as we see every single day in Chicago, we know that we have to have a multi-jurisdictional national solution to this horrible plague of gun violence. And she looks overwhelmed. Her emails appear to show that she's overwhelmed, and she's asking for help. And she's right to ask for help. She's not right with her emails, but she's right to ask for help. And Border Patrol agents are asking for help down by the border because they cannot stop the flow of cartels, the flow of migrants, people sneaking in, even in broad daylight now. People are making runs, you know, across the border right in front of them because they know that they're overwhelmed. So as illegal guns and people, you know, getting hold of weapons that shouldn't, and it doesn't matter all the background checks and all the gun laws they have in Illinois, they, you know, people will get the guns. Now, so, you know, the good citizens that want to protect their families, they can't have access to them, but the illegal gun market is still out there and strong. And so it's very frightening, and you add this to all these calls on defund the police and, you know, anti-police, it's just one heck of a mess. And when I was watching Mayor Lightfoot ask for help, Lori Lightfoot, you know, I really felt bad for her, and I empathized, and I was like, you know, she has a lot on her shoulders. To be mayor of a city like of Chicago, you know, it was interesting. Years ago, I was asked to run for mayor of Las Vegas, and I had spoken to our previous mayor, Oscar Goodman, because I did not want to run if his wife was going to run, and his wife hadn't made a decision yet. And I was speaking to Mayor Goodman, and I said, look, you know, if I do this, I want to, you know, continue what you're doing for the medical community, and there are things I'm going to want to, you know, continue, but I don't want to do this if, you know, again, that, you know, if your wife's doing it, I'd rather she do it, you know, but I'll step up if nobody wants to. And he was fantastic. He was very, very supportive. But there's a rule in I guess, our constitution that you can't be mayor of Las Vegas and have another job. So you would close your medical practice. You would, I mean, I'm pretty positive you'd also be off air, but that was something that understandable because you can't be a, you can't have a, you can't run for office and campaign and then also have, you know, a position in the media. And so, you know, for me to close my office down, I, you know, and leave my patients, I needed there to be, you know, a reason to and a call to, and it worked out great because his wife ended up running, so I didn't have to run. But Vegas was, as he described it, was just so big that you can't have any other priority. It has to be this, which makes sense. And I wouldn't think anything less. I mean, if you are going to be mayor of a city, I understand in some small towns, you know, the count, you know, the city vet, you know, the city, you know, post office administrator can also be mayor, you know, and go to the meetings and all that, but not for like a big city. And so if it's barely a one-person job for Las Vegas, imagine Chicago. So when I was watching Mayor Lori Lightfoot, I'm like, you know, gosh, she really looks overwhelmed. She looks like she is, I don't want to say in over her head, but she looks strained. She looks stressed. Well, apparently emails have been released showing how she had to basically break down on email to get a point across to her staffers. And I believe it was sent to then aide Taylor Lewis. I believe it was obtained by the Chicago Tribune, where Lori Lightfoot demands more office time. But she repeats every sentence more than a dozen times in some cases. She goes, since my prior requests for office time are routinely ignored, I am now resorting to this. And when you see the letter, it's a little concerning. She goes, since my prior requests of office time are routinely ignored, I am now resorting to this. I need office time every day. I need office time every day. And she listed multiple times. Then she goes, not just once a week or some days, every day. Now, I mean, I don't know what mayors usually get in terms of office time, but most of my jobs, I don't get office time every day. Then she wants she says breaks or transition times between meetings are not office time. And she repeats that about 8-9 times. She goes, if this doesn't change immediately, I will just start unilaterally canceling things every day. And then she repeats that sentence. Then she goes, have I made myself clear finally? And she repeats that sentence 8-10 times. So, what I read from this is, she made a request and staff didn't do it. And we've all had that. We've all had that happen with staff. And people have different management styles. This really wouldn't be me. I don't think I would do that. I would, you know, I would say, look, guys, I know you know that, you know, I need office time. And we've talked about our schedule. Can you fill me in on what's preventing you guys from doing that? Because obviously they're not doing it to be mean. You know, well, we're getting calls for this, 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 and this. You know, you being mayor, you have all these responsibilities. Like, well, then let's come up with times and block times on when we could do this. I mean, there's ways to be constructive. Have you had staff that just don't listen? Yeah. But, I mean, in an email, you know, emails get traced, and then apparently she ripped something up. Apparently there was an issue, and she posted a picture of ripping something up that they gave her, and she goes, I have asked nicely, now I'm done. So when you have a boss that's that frustrated with you, from what I understand, many people have quit. It shows that she's stressed. Now, I don't know if, you know, there has to be a team, you know, running the city, but when your mayor seems to be that, and this was a January 28, 2021 email, so the fact that we just had another shooting a few days ago means she is still in a position that is pretty overwhelming. Now, maybe it's overwhelming for anybody, not just her. I'd be overwhelmed. That's got to be horrible when you have people dying in your own city. And, you know, you want to keep them safe. You got the COVID pandemic, you got crime, you got everything going on, but you can't talk to your staff that way. And when you see repetitive rants, people are now questioning her mentation and cognitive status. I just think she was mad and frustrated, but I see that not as her having mental illness. I see that as she being very frustrated, she being burned out. If you need office time every day, so she's right in that what I used to do is I just used to take it home. My office time or whatever I needed to do to catch up, I would do on my own time. And that's not an easy answer either, because you don't want people working. They need to take breaks. But I wish her well. I know this is a rough time. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.